For those of you who are just tuning into our program, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's morning's edition, Cliff Notes. Democrats forced the Senate into closed sessions yesterday, stopping all business so senators could look at the flawed and apparently skewed intelligence that led us to the war in Iraq. This caused the Senate to stop working on all legislation, which all by itself improved national security. They shut down all recording devices and cleared the gallery of all reporters, tourists, and staff members, but did not manage to remove the biggest security risk of all, other members of government. Trent Lott said Reid's move violated the Senate's tradition of courtesy and consent, and later told Reid, "You're finally getting the hang of things around here, son." A study says polygraph tests might sense lying more accurately by measuring activity in your stomach. By electronically monitoring the stomach, police can determine if a suspect is lying, and more specifically, if he's lying to his personal trainer. Personal trainer. Newspaper. Dan. All right. Newspapers made less money this year. Newspapers made less money this year than they have since the recession of 2001. And next year doesn't look much better. This news came as a shock to many newspaper readers, but for some reason it didn't surprise the three remaining guys working at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Incoming revenue has slumped as newspapers lose ad sales to TV shows, internet web pages, and radio networks. Not our radio network, but somebody's. All right. That's a little humor. We can laugh at ourselves.
Of course.
Can't we, right?
Yes.
Can't we, he said with the question at the end.